It's Friday, February 28, and I am Leonard Witbien with your news at 8 a.m. The airports company has assured the public that it is ready to handle the anticipated surge in air traffic this weekend due to the memorial and funeral of the late founding president, Dr. Samuel Daniel Shafishunanyoma. NAC's executive airport operator, Leonard Shipwata, confirmed this to One Africa TV News on One's Herta Ekanjo.
Shipwata explained that comprehensive risk assessments have been conducted at both Hosea Kutako International Airport and Eros Airport to ensure smooth operations.
In the event of overflow, such overflow would then be repositioned to other airports such as Walvis Bay and Andiba Toivo Toivo. So we are ready and we're looking forward to receive our dignitaries that are coming through.
SWAPO Party President Netumbo Nandine Daitwa has announced that the party will transform the late founding president Dr. Semnioma's former office at its headquarters into a museum. She has urged members of the public to contribute valuable historical items for display, according to Selma Tapopi from One Africa TV's News on One.
Nandine Daitwa made the remarks at the unveiling of Nioma's second statue at the SWAPO Party headquarters, where she said that it was the founding president's idea in 1993 to construct a SWAPO Party national headquarters.
A provision was made for an office of the founding president. Now that he has departed, the office will be turned to Sema Nujoma Museum, where we will keep his valuable party items.
Last night's news bulletin is now available on oneafrica.tv and weeknights at 7. You're free to watch it on GoTV channel 84, DSTV channel 284, or stream for free live on oneafrica.tv. South Africa's minister in the presidency, Kumbutso Ntshavheni, has hit back at AfriForum and Solidarity, urging them to accept U.S. President Donald Trump's offer to resettle in America if they're unhappy in South Africa. Ntshavheni accused the organizations of spreading false claims about the Expropriation Act and undermining the country.
So those who don't like what's happening in South Africa, there's an offer. And we must emphasize it's not all Afrikaners, it's not all white people. They must take that offer instead of peddling lies. But we appreciate the support from our media for coming out to clarify that what is being said is lies.
Continentally, UN Human Rights Chief Volker Turk has warned of a worsening crisis in Sudan, citing the risk of escalating war and mass starvation. According to Reuters, his statement follows the UN World Food Programme's suspension of aid in a famine-stricken North Darfur camp due to rising violence. Addressing the Human Rights Council in Geneva, Turk described Sudan as a powder keg on the brink of chaos, with the highest risk yet of atrocity crimes and widespread famine-related deaths. To North America now, where U.S. President Donald Trump says he's hopeful for a now-or-never peace deal in Ukraine. He was speaking alongside the U.K. Prime Minister Keir Starmer, who praised the president's push for peace. However, Trump still appears to be ruling out concrete security guarantees for Ukraine while continuing to tout the economic benefits of a rare earth deal. That deal is likely to be signed today when Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky visits the White House.
As I discussed with Prime Minister Starmer, the next step we're making is toward a very achievable ceasefire. We hope that that can happen quickly. Tomorrow, the progress toward peace will continue when President Zelensky visits the White House. He'll be here tomorrow in the early part of the day, and we'll be signing a historic agreement that will make the United States a major partner in developing Ukraine's minerals and rare earths.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.